Today I want to talk about common sense and value for the customer. As an entrepreneur, when I started in business, I did what I liked and what I was good at. And that's similar for pretty much every entrepreneur I've met, whether they're welding or service businesses or manufacturing. They were good at something. They had experience in a business, typically working for somebody else, maybe in the family business, and then they just kept on doing more and more work, and then they got really, really good at it. So their talent and their skill and their hard work all got wrapped into one, and they achieved critical mass in their expertise to the point where the day-to-day became easy. And when they're running a business and they have overhead pressures and cash flow and payroll pressures and there's competitors out there clamoring for their customers, then they figured they needed to compete on price. And because it was easy for them, they figured it couldn't be worth very much. And I totally disagree. It's a huge value to your customers when you've wrapped up years of experience and equipment and people into a viable business where you can do something probably better than anybody else in your local market. If it was easy, anybody could do it. And nobody else can do it as well as you can, because you spent years building your business and having your customers loyal to you and grow with you, and now you've got really high credibility. So when you're really good, these are the steps I recommend. Bundle up your products and services and give them a really great name, and preferably your name, so that it is your unique way of doing things. And promote that to your customers as proprietary and unique and customized for them. You don't want to be a commodity. They can buy that from Timbuktu with no personal service and no knowledge. Because part of your value is your knowledge of your customer's business. They can't get that from an outsource or from a new supplier. You've got years of experience and you want to leverage that. And so you've positioned it with a unique and proprietary concept and a strong marketing message and a great name. And then raise your prices, because everyone knows we get what we pay for. So the best way to not compete with commodities is to don't be a commodity. So stop discounting your prices. You might have a lower price for the plain Jane, no name version of the product or service, and that doesn't include customer support, and it includes minimal warranties and all those kinds of things. So you might be able to compete with the commodities that way, but then bring them in and upsell them with your expertise and your knowledge of their business and your own intellectual capital and how you customize and provide unique solutions. So it's not common sense. It might be common to you because of your expertise, but it's not common for your customer to find that. So make sure you're marketing it and pricing it accordingly, and both you and your customers will be happier.